Okay, this is Jonathan speaking. We have no old business and three items of new business, and then we would presumably move to a closed session for discussion of investment issues. So the
all right.
Everybody hear me?
We have all three commissioners.
So I'll turn it over to Brad.
Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. We have all three commissioners on the line, and we have several members of staff as well that are on the line. We started the recording, so I am driving, so I'm going to be a little cautious about looking down at my agenda, but we have... First thing, we have some loans to approve.
Would you rather I read off the agenda, Brad?
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
For that, but I'm not going to go in. I'm not going to open up the screen that's got the loans on it. So can we, what's the grand total on the loans this time?
This is Doug. Can't you let someone else drive? Are you alone?
I'm alone.
Then you should pull over someplace.
Consider him pulled over.
Okay.
The total amount of the loan package is $4,381,000 in five loans. And they've been approved, six loans, and they've been approved for public purpose.
What happened to the minutes?
This is Matt. I'll approve a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. I'll second. Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug.
Okay. Then, I'm sorry, we can resume the conversation about the loan. I'll make a motion to approve the loan.
But this is Doug. There's six loans for a total of $4.38 million, that looks like.
Correct.
We need a second so that we can have a discussion about it.
Doug, would you like to second that motion?
I didn't hear a motion.
Brad made the motion, I thought.
Yeah, I did. So, we have a second.
Okay, if I don't do it, the schools don't get any money, so I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion about the phone today? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. Then, that would take us, don't have any old business. We can go to the new business. And we've got a discussion and vote on a proposed land-based sale to the field station. Can you give us an update on that, John, please?
Right. We have already appraised this land. We acquired this land in the 80s, and the university subsequently built some buildings on it. So we're selling our land holding, and the university is selling their buildings as part of a single parcel. Our portion has been appraised at $487,000. The regents are expected to vote on this at an upcoming meeting fairly soon. So if we, and there is an interested buyer. So we're recommending that we proceed with the authorization for sale of this land.
This is Matt. I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Well, I've actually been there. Many years ago, I was invited to go there. There were a group of school children occupying the facility and doing all kinds of things, and I participated in a couple of programs. It's a very nice facility. I think it's a shame that the school system is abandoning it and not going to continue to use it for outdoor education, but apparently their budget won't allow that. The new owner is going to operate a private facility, as I understand it, but we can't do much about it, so we might as well get our money.
Okay. That's a pretty good summation, Doug. Are you there, Brad? he'll call back. Is Matt and Doug still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Doug here.
Brad probably drove into some kind of a dead zone.
We want to just approve it, then if, when Brad comes back, we just go to the other one and he can have his vote reflected. Oh, there he's back.
Are you back, Brad?
I'm sorry.
All right, so we're ready for a vote on the Pigeon Lake. It's been moved and seconded.
Okay, I vote aye.
I'll vote aye. This is Matt.
Doug votes aye.
All right.
Okay. The next issue we have on the agenda is and I'll make a motion to convene a closed session pursuant to Section 19.85, Paragraph 1, Paragraph E, to discuss investing public funds in the Milwaukee Center District in the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. We're going into closed session, or I'm supposed to go into closed session because we are going to discuss what is a competitive process or a negotiation that we're in for the final outcome of an offer we're going to make, and it does not make sense. It would be counterproductive for us to have that discussion in the public setting. So I make the motion to go into closed session.
Matt, I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Doug. Now we have to hang up and call a new number. I'm about to hang up.
Let me just say one thing. There will be no vote in that closed session. It's anticipated we would go back into an open session following that closed session for the possibility of taking a vote.
All right, we'll call back.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I might get the music he's playing on his phone.
This is Matt.
Doug here. Have we lost an attorney general on the highway? Oh, there he is.
I'm here. Okay. Do we have everybody else on board?
I'm here. This is Matt.
Okay, good. We are returning to open session. They indicated it's being recorded, so we can proceed forward. We have completed our discussions, and at this point, I will make a motion to approve the plan that has been proposed for us to issue bonds for the investing in the Milwaukee Center District, the Milwaukee Bucks Arena.
Doug, would you want to make the motion of the resolution that we provided you?
I'm searching for it on my computer. Here it is.
I can read it into the record if you wish me to.
Here's what, Brad, with your permission, here's what they sent me in an email a few minutes ago. Be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners authorized the purchase of up to $50 million of Wisconsin Center District bonds in accordance with Chapter 24 of Wisconsin statutes. Such bonds shall conform to the terms and conditions set forth in the attached schedule, which we've all seen and we've talked about, and such other terms and conditions as determined to be reasonable and necessary by the Executive Secretary in consultation with the Board Chairman. The Executive Secretary is authorized to direct and execute any documents reasonably necessary to complete such a transaction.
Oh, they have to have a motion on the first thing.
So I guess I make that motion if that's the proper thing to do now. Okay with you, Brad?
Yes. Thank you, Doc.
Is there a second to that motion, Brad?
Yes, I second the motion.
Discussion?
At this point, I think if I follow Robert's rules, it's time for an amendment before we vote on such a motion. So at this point, I would make my friendly amendment that the board wants the party who is receiving this loan, and I will trust you, Tom, and as my lawyer, to come up with the exact wording, but basically that we require them to fund a second rainy day fund that is available to pay principal and interest the ticket sale revenue begins. And that fund shall be sufficient to make all principal and interest payments beginning in 2018.
I took your suggestion, Doug, and wrote something down. I hope this will capture your intent here. I put down by December 15th of each year, starting in 2018, the debt service reserve fund must contain an amount equal to or greater than the next calendar year's total net debt service payments.
Okay, like I say, you're my lawyer, so if that's what you guys need to get them to agree to set this money aside quickly, then that's good. So I will make the motion Tom just read. Second.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Right,
now, all in favor of that motion, let's be unanimous.
Well, any other discussion regarding this? Okay. All in favor, this is Brad, aye.
Doug, aye.
This is Matt, I'll vote aye on that.
So the amendment is adopted.
So now we go to the motion itself.
So now I will, any other discussion regarding the motion that we began with?
What's
happening?
We don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my other phone ringing. That started. Any other discussion regarding the original motion prior to the amendment? And help me out with the rules of order here. Now that there's been the friendly amendment, do we have to go back and make a new motion
No.
So still proceed on the original. Okay. Thank you.
I just need to adopt the motion as amended.
Yep. Okay. Then I'll call for a vote to adopt the motion as amended. This is Brad, aye.
This is Doug, aye.
This is Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay.
Okay. Then that concludes that. Then we have, are there any future agenda items?
No. I mean, we have a list of them that will be brought to you well before the next board meeting.
Yeah, I'm thinking in terms of any commissioners that want to raise anything now. Then do we have an executive secretary report?
No, I'm fine with this meeting. It seems to me to be just about done.
Okay. Yeah, there's been a lot of work, and Doug had mentioned during the closed session that the staff and executive director are to be commended for the great work they have done. This has been an awful lot of effort. I have heard from others involved in the process that they have had great respect for the work of our team. So thank you for your great work on this and for raising the profile of the BCPL.
This is Doug with one question. How will we find out what their response is to this motion we've just passed, particularly because of our friendly amendment?
The center board is meeting on Friday morning, and so on Friday morning they are going to be determining exactly what debt they're issuing and how the structure is set. So I would anticipate that we would be briefing our board in terms of how the center district acted.
But in the meantime, between now and Friday, you will convey to them what we've just done?
Yes.
And presume you'll discuss it with them a little bit to see if they're willing to go along with what we want.
Probably in the next 5 minutes, Doug.
Pardon me?
Probably immediately this afternoon.
Okay, so please keep us updated. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
And I don't have your business. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor, aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Aye.
Have a good day. Bye.